You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The Kirkwood train station is the heart of the city. The current station dates back to 1893. While it's had some updates, it is due for a renovation. Our next guest has been working on this project for years. Joining us, President of the Historic Kirkwood Train Station Foundation and former mayor of Kirkwood. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Megan, and thank you for your interest in the Kirkwood train station and its history. So be glad to help you with whatever you'd like to know.
Talk to us about the history of this station. It's my understanding that there was actually a wooden station that preceded the one that we see there now.
That's correct. Well, Kirkwood was actually founded when the railroad came through an area, which is now Kirkwood, which was being developed by some home developers. And the engineer for the railroad was J.P. Kirkwood, and they promised him if he would bring the railroad through that area that they would name the town after him, which they did. So there was a wooden station which was built in 1853, and then the present station, which was built in 1893 because the first wooden station burned.
Talk about the significance of this station to Kirkwood still today. I mean, it still has a lot of traffic that goes through there.
It's the third busiest Amtrak station in the state of Missouri, and a lot of people come to Kirkwood to get on the train and to disembark. And there are four trains that come through each day, and Kirkwood has found it's always been a train stop, and our train station has been available for them all those many years from 1893. In fact, in the year 2000, Amtrak came to the city manager and said they wouldn't be staffing the station anymore, and so the city manager, Mike Brown, at the time said, well, we can't have that happen. We want Kirkwood to be a welcoming place. So they started a group of volunteers to man the station for all the trains that came. And so that group of volunteers is still operating the station and welcoming people. And so it's been a wonderful tradition.
Tell us about some of the work that really needs to happen there to keep this facility in shape.
Well, it started all in 2014 when the city of Kirkwood was looking at all the buildings in the community and that the city owned and what to do about them. And so I formed a committee as mayor to look at the Kirkwood train station. And so we made a determination that a number of things need to take place. And so the present plans for the station will include a new slate roof with copper, and we'll have geothermal heating and cooling. We are going to be having more bathrooms and the greater space inside for events to take place, but also it will be a welcoming spot also for train passengers. And it is the Kirkwood train station, for people who don't know, it's right in the center of our downtown business district, which is very, very vigorous and vital. And it is also on the logo of the city of Kirkwood, and it's sort of our icon. And so it needed to be taken care of. And so we're planning to do that. And we've raised private funds to be able to take care of the $5.7 million worth of restoration efforts. And so no money will come out of the Kirkwood city treasury to take care of this. So we're really proud of that.
Art, you mentioned that slate roof. Talk about some of the other interesting architectural features of this train station that you wanted to be sure to preserve in this renovation.
Well, we got a wonderful grant from the Robert J. Trulass Foundation to take care of all the wonderful stonework around that this is the wall surface outside of this train station. And they've also provided funding for the painting and restoration of the windows and the doors. And the station will look pretty much like it does now, but we will add also onto it a passenger platform to the east, which existed but was taken down in 1941. So there will be lots of wonderful new landscaping done and seating areas and for people who walk in the downtown business district or waiting for trains or so forth. So it's going to be a much more beautiful spot. And if you come inside the train station and a passenger train or a freight train goes by, it is so solid that the windows don't even rattle. It's just been so well built in the past. And so we want to preserve all that.
We're speaking with Art McDonald, president of the historic Kirkwood Train Station Foundation, former mayor of Kirkwood. Talk to us about when the work will begin, the timeline, and what folks need to know if they're traveling through there, either by car or by train.
Well, restoration efforts are going to start in November, very soon. But the city of Kirkwood is going to provide an artillery station, which is going to be in the green space near our farmers market. So we still will be able to service railroad passengers coming and going. And the whole process will probably take about a year. And so and we've had wonderful architects, Mackie Mitchell, who have helped us with this, and they're very well known for their ability and expertise in restoration efforts for old buildings. And so we're excited about that. And so they're actually going to stay on staff and make sure that things are done right.
Obviously, this is a huge undertaking. You know, I don't know what the funding that you've gotten, if you were able to do everything you wanted to. Is there anything else on the horizon that you'd like to do next on this site?
No, actually, we have enough money to do everything that was envisioned by the beginning team in 2014. And we were fortunate to raise enough money to take care of all the needs that we thought the station needed to have. And it's also going to provide money for the parking lot that's on the west to be redone and repaved. Of course, underneath that parking lot is going to be where the geothermal wells are going to be drilled. So we're planning for the station to be able to survive 50, 75 years without a lot of maintenance.
Well, Art, thank you so much. Appreciate the update this morning on KMOX.
Well, thank you very much for asking me. And come to Kirkwood. We'd be glad to show you around anytime.
Wonderful. That is Art McDonald, president of the historic Kirkwood Train Station Foundation, joining us this morning on KMOX. Come